Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the latest edition of Big Blue View Radio here on Blog Talk. I'm your host, Ed Valentine, editor and lead writer at BigBlueView.com. And let's dive right into the situation with your now 1-6 New York Giants after an absolutely awful offensive effort Sunday in the 24-7 loss to the Seattle Seahawks. There's just not much to say. The Giants have no real weapons on offense outside of Evan Engram. When you're on defense, you simply can't, the defense can't play the entire game without any help from the offense and not be expected to wear out. Special teams didn't help the Giants at all on Sunday with a partially blocked punt and a missed field goal that actually would have tied the game at the early stages of the fourth quarter. And, but these are things that happen to bad football teams, and the Giants at 1-6 are a bad football team. That's why when you look at the updated NFL draft order this morning, the Giants would have the third overall pick. They're a bad football team. I think it was easy to fool yourself, try to be hopeful after the win against Denver. But that turned out to be an aberration. The Seahawks didn't allow the Giants to run the football the way they had in Denver. They forced the Giants to try to throw the football to, what I refer to as Eli Manning's core of junior varsity wide receivers. And that obviously wasn't going to work other than throwing the ball to Engram. The Giants had little hope of getting anything done offensively. What I really wanted to talk about today, Giants fans, is Eli Manning. I think that it's time for us, at 1-6, to have the Manning discussion. Now, let me be absolutely clear here. I do not believe that Eli Manning is at fault for the Giants being 1-6. I do not believe Manning is at fault for the ugly, ugly offensive display that we saw on Sunday. His numbers look atrocious, 134 yards passing. He had a fumble, but he's not working with anything. He was working, he's working with Travis Rudolph, Roger Lewis, and Tavarus King instead of working with Odell Beckham, Brandon Marshall, and Sterling Shepard. He was working with a running game that didn't function. We saw some better signs from the rushing attack the previous couple of weeks, but Seattle was able to crowd the line of scrimmage, bring Cam Chancellor, their outstanding safety, up to the line and really shut that running game down yesterday. And other than, throwing the ball to Engram, the Giants had no answers. Eli was, having to move around, run for his, to try to find space. He just didn't have anything to work with. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that he was perfect and he should be absolved of all blame, because that's not the case. There were certainly some off-target throws. There were certainly some situations where maybe, he was a little jittery in the pocket. but there were also plenty of times, you know, you hit Travis Rudolph right in the numbers with two short throws. Rudolph didn't make an effort to catch either pass. One, I don't think he was expecting. Maybe the second one he wasn't expecting either. But the balls hit him right in the chest twice without him even making a move to try to catch the football. There were several throws to Roger Lewis where, to my eyes, I thought Eli was expecting Lewis to be in one place and Lewis wasn't there. That's the hard part about judging some of these off-target, what look like off-target throws with Eli. You know, when you have this group of wide receivers, it's almost impossible to tell sometimes whether he's off target or whether he is throwing the ball where he expects receivers to be and guys simply aren't where they should be or where he expects them to be. So difficult to say. You know, the other thing that I want to say about Manning is the Giants are heading toward their fifth playoffless season in the last 6 years. They're heading toward what could be the worst 16-game season in franchise history, which is something I've written about at Big Blue View in the past. Eli Manning is not a perfect quarterback, but I do not believe that this level of ineptitude should have happened on Eli Manning's watch or should be blamed on Eli Manning. Yes, he misses a throw once in a while. He throws a bad ball. He's had a couple of fumbles. But you can win football games with Eli Manning as your quarterback if you give him a running game, if you give him receivers who can make plays, if you give him receivers who will be where they're supposed to be, if you give him an offensive line that allows him to make plays without having to run around, that allows him to feel comfortable going through his progressions in the pocket. For the better part of the last 6 years, it's my belief that the Giants simply haven't had those things for Eli. And, you know, you can blame him, you know, on occasion, but all in all, I do not believe that you can put the Giants losing ways in recent years, and especially this year, I don't believe you put those at the feet of Eli Manning. With all of that said, we have to turn our attention to the future rather than talk about the past, rather than talk about this season. And that leads us to the question of what do the Giants do at the quarterback position for the rest of this year and going forward into the future. It is my belief that Eli Manning can still play at a high enough level to win football games in the NFL. It is also my belief that he has always simply been a quarterback who needs the things that we talked about previously. He is not a guy who is an Aaron Rodgers type or even a Russell Wilson type who rises above the sort of chaos around him. He's able to play through that and is able to lift teams, you know, in situations like the one that the Giants are in. So the question becomes, what did the Giants do with Eli? The trade deadline is coming up October 31st. I see constant speculation on Twitter about the idea of trading Eli or benching Eli and playing Davis Webb or even Geno Smith, you know, and perhaps getting an idea of what the Giants might have, and especially in Webb, who they drafted in the third round. You know, first and foremost, I do not believe that the Giants will trade Eli. They have a bye coming up this week. If they were to trade Eli, that would mean that when they come back from the bye, they would have a different quarterback for the first time since Manning took over in 2004. I don't see that happening. I have said in the past, and I will say again, that I do believe if someone like Tom Coughlin with the Jacksonville Jaguars, or maybe, you know, the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers hurt, or even the Arizona Cardinals with the news that Carson Palmer, you know, has suffered a broken arm. I do believe that if someone picks up the phone and calls the Giants, that they need to listen. If you can get, you know, a couple of first round draft choices for Eli, I think it's something that you have to consider. You're in a situation where you're 1-6. You don't have enough talent. Even though you do have, you know, a pick that looks like it's going to be in the top five in the 2018 NFL draft coming, I think that that if you can get those picks, I think you have to consider it. I don't think you go out and you seek that trade if you're the Giants, but if someone comes to you, you know, with an overwhelming offer, then I think you have to consider it. I mean, at 1-6, it really isn't going to make much difference for the final nine games, whether it's Eli Manning playing quarterback, whether it's Geno Smith playing quarterback, whether it's Davis Webb playing quarterback. You know, the Giants are not going to be a good football team regardless. I do happen to agree that at some point this season, it would be good to see Davis Webb get some playing time. I do not advocate the idea of benching Eli Manning or letting him get to his brother's consecutive game streak, which I believe is 208 or 209 starts. I don't have that in front of me, but I don't advocate, you know, benching him as soon as he passes that record. I do think that at some point, you know, late in the season, once the Giants are comfortable that Davis Webb, you know, can handle regular season game situations, that it wouldn't hurt for the Giants to find some spots to give the young man some playing time. If for no other reason, you know, than to help prepare him, you know, for the day when he might have to take truly meaningful snaps for the Giants, and also, you know, to find out, or maybe to at least begin to get an idea of whether or not he is a guy who could be their quarterback of the future. I don't know that he can, but with nothing to play for the rest of the season, giving him a look, you know, at least some here and there, you know, in some situations and second halves of games and certain whatever spots you want to try to find for him is probably not a bad idea. With that said, Giants fans, we're going to wrap up the show for today. General Manager Jerry Reese speaks to the media on Tuesday afternoon, and yours truly is planning to be in attendance to listen to what Reese has to say, which I'm sure will be, you know, filled with cliches, but it will be interesting to see how he speaks, how defensive he might be, how much he defends, you know, some of the decisions that he made leading into this season. So stay tuned for that. And with that said, Giants fans, be sure to follow Big Blue View on Twitter at Big Blue View. Check out our Facebook page. Make sure you you come by the site. If you're not a member, please join the community so that you can comment, take part. All right. Thank you. Goodbye. And we'll talk to you again soon.